like how this gospel picks up from just yesterday's, right at the very beginning here, right? At the end of yesterday's gospel, Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." And then we hear the rest of that, right? Again, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. And then he tells us, right, that this is what it's like. It's like when a woman is in labor and giving birth, right? That is something that can be very arduous. It can be very difficult. I've had a couple friends recently who have given birth, and right towards the end of pregnancy especially, like, they are so tired of being pregnant. They are so tired of carrying this child, not because they don't love the child, not because it's not a beautiful thing, but they're so tired from how difficult everything is, right? And then when the child is born, then there is such great beauty and rejoicing. Sometimes we feel like that too in this world, right? We look around at the state of the world, we look around at all the terrible things that we can find, and it's not hard to find any number of them. And we can feel so tired of the challenges that we might face, right? But the Lord tells us that this is just for a time, that this is just for a time, that there will be great rejoicing. So that's the hope that we have in our hearts. That's the thing that helps us to go through these difficult, these challenging, these tiring, these arduous moments. We say, okay, this is just for a time. This won't be forever. It's like a woman, she won't be pregnant forever. Eventually the child will be born. Yeah. In this world too, we don't have that difficulty forever. We know that there will be that day of rejoicing, whether we see it in this life or whether we experience it in the next. But we know that there is an end to the suffering of this life, and a promise of joy to come.